The Massachusetts State Senate recently approved a measure by Senator Adam Hines to expand a veterans tax write-off program through community service. It was an amendment to legislation by fellow Western Massachusetts Democrat State Representative Smitty Pignatelli of the 4th Berkshire District. Pignatelli talks about how veterans and the community can benefit from the property tax program.
Well, what we did a few years ago is we had a what we call a senior work-off program. So for eligible seniors in our respective communities who would maybe want to work at the town hall or the senior center or the youth center, they could work off and get a reduction in their property taxes. So in an effort to try to keep seniors in their home with rising taxes, this was a work-off program to provide them some relief and become productive members of the community and get out and be social. But one area that we kind of failed to recognize was veterans, the eligibility of veterans. So it's a bill that I filed that's pending in the House right now. And Senator Hines and I worked on this thing the last couple of weeks on a property tax relief bill that the Senate did this past week. We're going to be addressing senior work-off, but now including veterans as well.
The Senate on Thursday passed that bill that increases the amount veterans can write off from $1,000 to $1,500 in work-off programs, and as you said, in different town or municipal services. What will this mean for veterans?
Well, I think when you look historically at the sacrifices so many of our veterans have made, and even just since 9/11, there's millions of returning veterans who sadly are coming home with, you know, limbs being lost, multiple limbs, some, you know, PTSD issues. But yet we're trying to get them mainstreamed back into society. For those who own homes and want to be productive members of the community, it's harder and harder in the areas of the state to afford the property tax. So this was a way to recognize and thank them for their service, get them engaged with the community, volunteering their services and providing a good connection to the community for their service, and also providing them some relief on what the bills are costing them. So I think some veterans are struggling. It's just a recognition of appreciation, I think, is probably the better way to say it. Appreciation and thanks for their service and their sacrifice. And here's one way that we can say thank you from the community, and actually you can help the community at the same time.
So by saving the $1,500 on their property taxes, they'll be able to better spend that money on health services, et cetera.
Sure, absolutely. And the fact that, you know, you look at any one of our communities in the Berkshires, you know, especially in my district, property values are going up. That means property taxes are going up. People who are on fixed incomes or, you know, trying to get their feet firmly planted on the ground again, I think this is an opportunity to acknowledge the sacrifice, show our appreciation, but yet you can get some service in return. And I think it's an awesome thing. It's been very successful with seniors, and I see no reason why we can't expand it to veterans as well.
What year was that established for seniors?
Seniors we've had for several years, but what changed was about 2 years ago when we upped the minimum wage, and we tied it to an annual increase of about $1 a year. So now we have a higher minimum wage from when the legislation was originally passed, but still the same fixed dollar amount. So we're trying to up the dollar amount to allow people to work as many, if not more, hours, because currently they're working actually less hours because the dollar amount was locked in. So by raising the dollar amount, we're actually raising the recognizing the minimum wage increase and actually recognizing the fact that we can actually work the same, if not a few more hours, for more service.
That's Democratic State Representative Smitty Pignatelli. The bill is awaiting further action from the State House.